आद्योवतारः पुरुषः परस्य सदसन्मनश्च द्रव्यं विकारो गुण इन्द्रियाणि विराट् स्वराट् स्थाष्णु चरेष्णु भूम्नः आद्योवतारः पुरुषः परस्य स्वभावः सदसन्मनश्च द्रव्यं विकारो गुण इन्द्रियाणि आद्योवतारः पुरुषः परस्य कालः स्वभावः सदसन्मनश्च द्रव्यं विकारो गुणेन्द्रियाणि विराट् स्वराट् स्थाष्णु चरेष्णु भूम्नः आद्योवतारः पुरुषः परस्य कालः स्वभावः सदसन्मनश्च द्रव्यं विकारो गुणेन्द्रियाणि विराट् स्वराट् स्थाष्णु चरेष्णु भूम्नः लेडीज आद्योवतारः पुरुषः परस्य कालः स्वभावः सदसन्मनश्च द्रव्यं विकारो गुणेन्द्रियाणि विराट् स्वराट् स्थाष्णु चरेष्णु भूम्नः आद्योवतारः पुरुषः परस्य कालः स्वभावः सदसन्मनश्च द्रव्यं विकारो गुणेन्द्रियाणि विराट् स्वराट् स्थाष्णु चरेष्णु भूम्नः वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन आर प्रॉपर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद आद्यः फर्स्ट अवतारः इनकार्नेशन पुरुषः कारणार्णवशायी विष्णु परस्य ऑफ द लॉर्ड कालः टाइम स्वभावः स्पेस सत रिजल्ट असत कॉज मनः माइंड च आल्सो द्रव्यम एलिमेंट्स विकारः मटेरियल ईगो गुणः मोड्स ऑफ नेचर इंद्रियाणि सेंसेस विराट द कंप्लीट होल बॉडी स्वराट गर्भोदकशायी विष्णु स्थाष्णु इमूवेबल चरिष्णु मूवेबल भूम्नः ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड कारणार्णवशायी विष्णु इज द फर्स्ट इनकार्नेशन ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एंड ही इज द मास्टर ऑफ इटर्नल टाइम स्पेस कॉज एंड इफेक्ट्स माइंड द एलिमेंट्स द मटीरियल ईगो द मोड्स ऑफ नेचर द सेंसेस द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड गर्भोदकशायी विष्णु एंड द सम टोटल ऑफ ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स बोथ मूविंग एंड नॉन मूविंग purport. That the material creation is not permanent has been discussed many times herein before. The material creation is but a temporary exhibition of the material energy of the Almighty God. This material manifestation is necessary to give a chance to the conditioned souls who are unwilling to associate with the Lord in the relationship of loving transcendental service. Such unwilling conditioned souls are not allowed to enter into the liberated life of spiritual existence because at heart they are not willing to serve. Instead, they want to enjoy themselves as imitation gods. The living entities are constitutionally eternal servitors of the Lord, but some of them, because of misusing their independence, do not wish to serve. Therefore, they are allowed to enjoy the material nature, which is called Maya or illusion. It is called illusion because the living beings under the clutches of Maya are not factually enjoyers, although they think that they are being illusioned by Maya. Such illusioned living entities are given a chance at intervals to rectify their perverted mentality of becoming false masters of the material nature. And they are imparted lessons from the Vedas about their eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna, Vedaischa Sarvair Aham Eva Vedyah. So the temporary creation of material manifestation is an exhibition of the material energy of the Lord. And to manage the whole show, the Supreme Lord incarnates Himself as the Karnanavashayi Vishnu, just as a magistrate is deputed by the government to manage affairs temporarily. This Karnodakshayi Vishnu causes the manifestation of material creation by looking over his material energy, Saikshata. In the first volume of this book, we have already discussed to some extent the explanation of the verse Jagrihe Paurusham Rupam. The duration of the illusory play of material creation is called a kalpa, and we have already discussed the creations taking place in kalpa after kalpa. By his incarnation and potential activities, the complete ingredients of creation, namely time, space, cause, result, mind, the gross and subtle elements, and their interactional modes of nature, goodness, passion and ignorance, and then the senses and their reservoir source, the gigantic universal form, as the second incarnation, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, and all living beings, both moving and standing, which come out of the second incarnation, all became manifested. Ultimately, all these creative elements and the creation itself are but potential manifestations of the Supreme Lord. Nothing is independent of the control of the Supreme Being. This first incarnation in the material creation, namely Karnanavashayi Vishnu, is a plenary part of the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, described in the Brahma Samhita as follows. Yasteika nishvasitakala mathavalambya jivantiloma vilaja jagadandanatha Vishnur mahansahya yasya kala vishesho govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. All the innumerable universes are maintained only during the breathing period of Mahavishnu or Karnanavashayi Vishnu, who is only a plenary part of Govinda, the original personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Tadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gura Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये पांचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारणे आद्योवतारः पुरुषः परस्य आद्योवतार पुरुषः परस्य कालः स्वभाव सदसन्मनश्च द्रव्यं विकारो गुण इंद्रियाणि विराट स्वराट स्थाष्णु चरिष्णु भूम्नः कारणार्णव शाही विष्णु इज द फर्स्ट इनकार्नेशन ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एंड ही इज द मास्टर ऑफ इटर्नल टाइम स्पेस कॉज एंड इफेक्ट्स माइंड द एलिमेंट्स द मटीरियल ईगो द मोड्स ऑफ नेचर द सेंसेस द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड गर्भोदक शाही विष्णु एंड द सम टोटल ऑफ ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स बोथ मूविंग एंड नॉन मूविंग Hare Krishna. So in this chapter, we are seeing how Lord Brahmaji is instructing Narad Muni into the process of creation and the identity of the creator. Because Narad Muni was thinking, or at least that was his question, he asked that you are the creator. And Brahmaji says that no. So Brahmaji was very candid. He did not want to perpetrate any misrepresentation. Sometimes, you know, someone may address us as something which we may not be. Like someone may address a minister as prime minister, which in his heart he may have the desire, and he does not say, no, I am not. So then he is creating an illusion or creating a false belief in the mind of the person. So being honest, at least being honest, better to be humble, but being honest says that no, I am not. So Brahmaji here, he is actually humble. He is saying that actually I am not, you know. Due to the illusory potency, people think that I am the creator, but actually I am not. And here he is then describing that who is the creator. And in this verse specifically, he is mentioning all the ingredients which make up this creation. And he says that Karnarnava Shai Vishnu is the first incarnation of Supreme Lord, and he is the master of then the list. So I am not the master. And the last elements that he mentions is all the living beings, both moving and non-moving, including himself. So he is master even of myself. So of course we will not go into much detail of how this Purusha Shukta is confirmed in this chapter, because few days back or maybe a month back His Grace Balram Shakti Prabhu explained very nicely the Purusha Shukta and how that Purusha Shukta is confirmed in this chapter. But we will reflect more on this aspect of Vishnu is the master. And in the purport, Prabhupada actually brings that out very beautifully. He says that, what is the reason of this creation of this material manifestation? Yes, definitely Krishna is the Lord of everything, but why does He create? And this question has been there since the beginning of the creation. Even Lord Brahma was confused of who I am and what am I supposed to do. And then Krishna, He reveals this knowledge in the Vedas, and then He understands what am I supposed to do, what is my role and what is the purpose. So there are philosophers, poets, they have always had this question in their mind. To an extent that even in the entertainment industry also they have that question. So there is an old film, of course we don't see, but we can always learn anything good from anywhere. So there is a song. The person is asking, Duniya banane wale, kya tere man mein samai? Kahe ko duniya banai? Actually, it is a very philosophical song. If you read the meaning, of course, the poet is confused. He does not know. So here, if he reads this purport, he will come to know what is the purpose of this creation. And Prabhupada writes very beautifully, the material manifestation is necessary to give a chance to the conditioned souls who are unwilling to associate with the Lord in the relationship of loving transcendental service. So we all know that, Krishna, He is the original, and by His very nature He is Atmaram, fully satisfied within Himself. But to increase joy and increase His pleasure, and not in a selfish way, but increase pleasure in a very healthy way, He expands Himself into so many living beings. All of us. Here He said that He is the master of all living beings, both moving and non-moving. So Krishna, He expands Himself as all the living beings. And therefore, we are Atma, Krishna is Paramatma. We are Brahma, He is Parabrahma, He is the source. And what is expected? That, the part serves the whole. And in that way, there is a spontaneous exchange of love and affection. Sometimes children, when they grow up and really go in school, college, and start facing the troubles of life, they ask parents, "Kyun paida kiya? Why did you give us birth?" Not to actually put them in trouble, but it is an expression of their love and to increase their joy and to increase, happiness. So this is exactly, why Lord Krishna creates all living beings. But some of them, some of us, we can say, we start having independent desires to enjoy. Krishna gives us independence because Krishna himself is fully independent. So we have the independence to reciprocate love with Krishna or to not reciprocate love with Krishna. To serve Krishna or not to serve Krishna. That independence we have. So, you know, out of this independence, some such unwilling conditioned souls, you know, so the unwilling conditioned souls who are not willing to serve Krishna, so they have to have some place where they can still, you know, live in a way that, you know, they come out of that illusion and at least they have the desire to be happy, so there is some opportunity for them to fulfill that desire in a way that they healthily actually start to be happy by learning the process. And that is the purpose of this material creation, as Prabhupada is writing here. This material manifestation is necessary to give a chance to the conditioned souls who are unwilling to associate with the Lord in relationship of loving transcendental service. So this is a chance that, okay, we think that we can be independent, try it out. When the child asks this question to the parents or even starts behaving independently, it is very painful to the parents. Especially when they see that, you know, his way of independent action is harmful to him or her. So it is very painful. But mature parents, they don't force anything. They keep the child in observation. Like they don't, okay, get lost. Some parents, they do that and it's actually causing more harm and more devastation to the child. Then some other parents who are very much protective. So there has to be balance. Not too much protection that the child cannot grow, and not too much, you know, be on your own, that the child actually is, as they say, you know, given to the wolves in the crazy material world. So Krishna also is doing this in a balanced way, that here in this material world we feel that we have independence, but Krishna through different ways is always observing. Everything is alright. And if something is going a little astray, so there is a system by which you can again come back to this realization that you are not fully independent. So this manifestation is created by the Lord. He is pained, but he does not become inimical. So out of compassion, this material creation is made. Gopinath, tumi kripa paravar. Jiver karane ashiya prapanche lila koile suvistar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Krishna is actually very compassionate and merciful for the sake of the living entities to bring them back to the spiritual world, basically to wake them up from the illusion. He creates this creation, prapancha. Prapancha means, you know, a place where these five kinds of miseries are there, which are described as pa, fa, ba, bha, ma. He enters in this and does extensive pastimes, performs extensive pastimes to help the conditioned living entities again get attracted towards the Lord. So this is all a drama. Prabhupada writes in the purport, you know, later, to manage the whole show, the Supreme Lord incarnates himself as Karana Arnava Shai Vishnu. So this is a drama basically, because we living entities are also doing drama. So we have the tendency to do a lot of drama. So we are doing this drama that I am the boss, I am the controller, I am God. So Prabhupada writes, you know, further that such unwilling conditioned souls are not allowed to enter into the spiritual, into the liberated life of spiritual existence, because at heart they are not willing to serve. But instead, they want to enjoy themselves as imitation gods. That drama, that I want to become God. Just like in childhood, you know, we have played dramas. King. King, soldiers, and thieves, ordinary citizens, and everyone wants to become king. So this drama is going on. We want to become king, we want to become controllers, minister, prime minister. Next 2-3 months is going to be a big drama. So this drama is going on, and Krishna is orchestrating this. The purpose of drama, yes, there is some joy and happiness in seeing the drama, but then most important is there is some lesson that is being driven through the drama. Like few months back we had drama festival. There is entertainment, but more than that is enlightenment. So that should also be remembered. So in this filmy song that I mentioned, so there is also a mention, chuk chuk tamasha dekhe, vahre teri chaturai. That, you know, you are hiding and seeing the drama. So you are very clever. Right? Actually, in a drama, there are audience, there are actors. There is director. Who really enjoys the most and has the greatest satisfaction of the drama? Is it the audience or the actors? Actually, it is always the director. Because audience, they see, they laugh, they cry, they forget, they go away. If they are really sincere audience, they will learn some lessons and then go away. The actors, all the time of the drama, they are very tensed. Some of them may be very much absorbed, but most of the times it is great, you know, anxiety. I have the experience because I have acted in many dramas. Still some drama is going on. So, there is a lot of anxiety. But the director is the most, you know, as they say, chilling out. And he sees, you know, if the actors really act well, and then he sees both the sides. You know, he can, from his vantage point, see the actors and the drama and see the audience. And so, finally, as in the purport also, later, you know, Prabhupada says, ultimately, all these creative elements and creation itself are but potential manifestation of the Supreme Lord. Nothing is independent of the control of the Supreme Being. So ultimately, Krishna is in control, God is in control, and He is enjoying. We think that we can enjoy being imitation gods, and we are given some time to think in this way under the spell of Maya. But it doesn't last long. So, all this, as we mentioned, did not start with a very happy beginning. Because when we try to become independent of God, it actually gives pain to the Lord. And because that originally there was pain in the Lord's heart, that's why when we come into this material world and we have so-called agency or control in our hand, But if it is in forgetfulness of Krishna, no matter how much control we have, we will always be in pain. We will always be suffering. And that is not something philosophical thing, it is practical, everyone knows that. So, you know, Prabhupada further says that the living entities are constitutionally eternal servitors of the Lord, but some of them, because of misusing their independence, do not wish to serve. Therefore, they are allowed to enjoy the material nature, which is called Maya or illusion. So, we cannot ever blame Krishna for creating this material world and these three modes of nature and the four tribulations of birth, old age, disease and death. None of it is actually the Lord's desire. But we, misusing our independence, do not wish to serve some of them. Therefore, Krishna, Prabhupada is writing, therefore, Krishna, knowing this, you know, separates the unwilling ones from those who are willing to serve. Because it is, you know, the power of association. So someone may say, oh, you know, those who are willing, their association is not powerful. But those who are unwilling, their association is so powerful that, you know, others will also get affected. Well, we can understand it from so many different analogies. If you keep, now in few months mango season will come and it is a great celebration in Mumbai. So you keep, you know, unripe mangoes and there is one ripe mango. So because of that others will get ripe, right? That is the positive association. But you keep a rotten mango with unripe or ripe mangoes, what will happen? The rotten one will become ripe or become good? No. So that is the nature of negativity. That if you associate too much with negativity, you become also affected by it. So there is some dissatisfaction in someone's heart because of whatever experiences he or she may have gone through. And that experience has been interpreted in a way that the nature, the Lord is unjust to me. Well, you know, if we read this purport very carefully, you know, very nice purport, who started it? To begin with. So who is the cause? Yes, Krishna, you know, he is the master, he is the cause. But he is the, you know, technically what is, you know, that immediate cause and remote cause, right? Efficient cause. So actually we have caused it and then Krishna is, okay, you know, I will facilitate your independence. So, you know, we have this tendency to get affected by negativity. And we also have always the opportunity in whatever circumstances that we are in to see the light. Right. But if someone wants to keep the eyes closed, what can be done? Isn't it? So in the worst of adversities, still a person can see a wonderful opportunity to surrender to Krishna. At least you can understand one thing, I don't have anything in control. And there is someone who is in control. So let us connect to that person. Right? It is not going to be easy. Because we have not made it easy for Krishna also. Just because of this one desire, he has to do all these things. You know, see the list. What is the list? He is the master of eternal time, space, cause, effect, mind, the elements, material ego, the modes of nature, the senses, universal form of the Lord, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, the sum total of all living beings. Why all this was caused? Because we wanted to be separate. If there was no need, then this universal form, which Prabhu was mentioning is imaginary, and which Bhagavatam says is imaginary, was not needed. Right? These different roles or dramas were or costumes were not needed. 8,400,000 costumes. Not needed. It cost a lot. The biggest cost in drama is also the costumes. So it costs so much anxiety to manage all this. You know, Prabhupada says, as we read earlier also, that so the temporary creation of material manifestation is an exhibition of the material energy of the Lord. And to manage the whole show, the Supreme Lord incarnates Himself as Karna Arnavashayi Vishnu. Just as magistrate is deputed by government to manage affairs temporarily. So, you know, the purpose, therefore, you know, we started with that question of why the creation. So the purpose is to help us understand that if we really want to be happy, then that happiness will only be in connection with the Lord. Because no matter how much we try to be independent, all these things are under the supervision of the Lord. We are trying to enjoy through our body and senses. It is written here, He is the master of the senses. We are trying to enjoy through various plans and different speculation that, you know, how I will enjoy this, creating creative varieties of enjoyment in the mind. Mind is, you know, the servant, or mind is the property of Krishna. So everything in this creation is the property of the Lord, is energy of the Lord, including us. So, you know, we should understand this. We will understand it someday. If we are willing to understand, then it makes things easy for the Lord, and we have also less troubles in this world. Not that, you know, trouble will not be there, because, you know, this process of again reconnecting with the Lord is also troublesome. Started with pain in the heart of the Lord, so we, you know, this creation is done and we are separated. You know, that separation is very troublesome. You know, because who wants separation? Separation is always painful. So, you know, 2 days back I was with, one devotee who is a childhood friend of my brother, and like my elder brother. So his uncle, he is on the deathbed, gradually sinking. He is conscious, but now he stopped eating, only pain management. And I went there to see, and then his wife was there, the auntie, and you know, I was just like, you know, we did some kirtan, and when we were leaving, so she started crying. So, it's not that he is gone, but he is going. That is painful. I remember when my mother was also on deathbed, and one day, while chanting, and I was thinking, oh, just few days, she will be gone. And I was crying. And I was thinking, I'll just go to the hospital and meet her. But no, I know that she is going. So I was crying because of separation, imminent separation. So separation is always painful. not just for one party but for both the parties. And then I was thinking that I really love and have affection and respect, and I'm grateful to my mother for whatever she has done, even helped us so much in serving Krishna. But the eternal father and mother is Krishna, and I don't feel any separation from him. In fact, when we have to, you know, when it is late and we have still rounds to chant, sometimes you may like be feeling like crying, so much rounds left. So sometimes the process of becoming Krishna conscious is painful, although it should be actually giving joy, but because we are conditioned so much, so the pain is always, separation is always painful. And we caused pain to Krishna, so the pain is on both the sides always. So I was telling that auntie that, you know, so we closed the curtain. And I was saying that, you know, her husband also must be in so much pain. He is going. Right? So just give him confidence, give him that, you know, strength to face the imminent, which will happen to every one of us. So, you know, it started with pain, and when we have to go back, we have to necessarily go through that pain of waking up from the illusion, waking up from the dream. It is going to be painful. We all will die, and death for everyone is painful. Yes, the enlightened souls, they don't suffer. The consciousness is very joyful, but the material, the bodily pain is there always. As Sridhar Swami, His Holiness Sridhar Swami, he used to say, that pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. Right? So, you know, the willingly we accept this pain, you know, then, you know, the effect of pain will be lesser on our consciousness. So, you know, Prabhupada further writes that such illusioned living entities are given a chance to, at intervals, to rectify their perverted mentality of becoming false masters of the material nature. So, to get that illusion broken or shattered that I am master, it's painful. But that opportunity is given at intervals. How? How can that, you know, state of suffering or illusion be rectified? By cultivating real knowledge. So, the suffering is basically because of ignorance. And the effects of suffering can go, or a person can become peaceful by knowledge. They are imparted lessons from the Vedas about their eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna. And when a person is actually situated in that knowledge, then he can easily see, oh yes, we created this illusion of he is my husband, these are my children. We are all travelers who are all having our own spiritual journey to meet again our original eternal lover, right? So we can decide by our free will to accept this journey and expedite our meeting, or we can delay it by snoozing the alarm of waking up. So these situations in life, when they come, so they are that, you know, chance at intervals to rectify the perverted mentality. So there is a very nice class which I was hearing few days back about how these reversals in life, they are actually nothing but a chance to rectify this illusory mentality of being the enjoyer. And the story was basically about Gajendra and the crocodile. Gajendra is Indradyumna Maharaj, the king Indradyumna, and the crocodile is a great Gandharva named Huhu. And in the purport, Prabhupada writes that ordinarily both these personalities would have taken a long time to meet Vishnu personally. But when this reversal came in their life by the blessings of a sadhu. So, in both the personalities' life, there was a sage Deval and there was a sage Agastya. They expedited their meeting by giving a curse to both of them in different circumstances, but that curse was actually a blessing. And when Vishnu, he came because of the intense prayers of Gajendra. So, this was a lecture of, I think, 2009, and His Holiness Radhananda Swami, he was saying that when Vishnu came, not everything became very beautiful. There was pain, because Gajendra was still in pain. The crocodile, when he was biting his leg, so it was not that as soon as Lord Vishnu descended, the teeth which were digging inside his feet became like the birds of lotus. They were paining. They were excruciating pain, in the leg of Gajendra. And when the crocodile, because how would he loosen the grip? He was still a crocodile. So his neck was severed by the Sudarshan Chakra, and that was also painful. So that pain woke them up from the illusory state, and that was coupled with the blessings of the Lord and darshan of the Lord, and immediately they became liberated. So this material world with all the miseries, the purpose is to wake us up. And this is, apparently this may look like, oh, so much trouble. Why it has to be made so much troublesome? Because unless we have trouble, we won't move ahead. Right? The nature of the material world or the living beings also sometimes is to settle in something, to maintain the status quo. So, if you are in a local train, so sometimes during this time particularly, it is so crowded that somehow a person may settle on that little edge on the fourth seat and starts feeling comfortable. And then some people are just moving again and again. So that causes discomfort. So once he maintains the status quo, he is miserable. But he thinks he is happy. So that is the nature of this world. That, in whatever state we are, we think that this is better than what it was before. Or what was before probably was better. But then that time we were miserable. So these changes that happen in this material creation actually are the blessings of the Lord. And we should remember that, the purpose is to again, awaken from this illusion and know that I am not the controller, but Krishna is the controller. And sometimes, even when in the process of waking up, basically when we start the process of bhakti, and theoretically we know all these things, but still the mentality to control is still there. And we forget that, you know, all these facilities that are there for serving Krishna are not my ownership. It is given by the Lord. It should be utilized in the service of the Lord. But the illusion is sometimes so great that we can actually start feeling that. You know, even while waking up, we are in, sometimes in the dream we are thinking that I am waking up, but it is a dream. So we have so many stories from Srimad Bhagavatam. So our time is over, so I will not go into that, but just briefly mention that there are these great personalities who are Vaishnavas, like Indra, and they are actually engaged in the service of the Lord as per His desire to manage this material manifestation, which has the purpose of bringing the souls back to Krishna, right? So, you know, with all this facility that is created, there are administrators to manage that. And there is this, these administrators. But they are also an illusion. You know, in one of the prayers in the sixth canto, they say that Prithak Ishamanina, that we think that we are separate, independent gods. And they are attached to position and to possessions. And they cause so much disturbance and misery to the sincere devotees who are actually trying to serve. And there are stories of examples like, you know, Prithu Maharaj, who is engaged actually in serving the Lord, but Indra starts becoming very restless, thinking that my control is going. So, in one of the, many years back, in one of the classes, His Grace Gaurang Prabhu was mentioning that even when we come to devotional life, we still have those tendencies, and he called it, you know, in the Bombay style as Indragiri. Just like we have Bhaigiri. So someone wants to be boss. So in devotional service, devotional circles, it is Indragiri, that a devotee but wants to be controller. And that causes so much disruption and disturbance. And that, yes, Krishna says, you know, it is mentioned about Krishna, Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mridayanti Yuga Yuga, that Krishna comes to protect Indra when he is attacked by enemies. But Krishna also comes to protect devotees from Indra. Sometimes, you know, when Indra starts behaving in a nasty way, and he may not chastise Indra, but definitely he awards very dearly to the devotees who sincerely have been striving to serve the Lord, but they are troubled by sometimes, you know, people whom Krishna has himself given service to help serve. So this illusion is very powerful. Maya is very powerful. So, but we should, you know, hear, good hope is there, because Maya is not also independent. She is also an energy of the Lord, acting under the control of the Lord. So if we just remember this, and we moment to moment keep trying to surrender to the Lord, then Krishna, you know, is very merciful, and he immediately takes charge and, you know, helps the living beings to again come back if they are willing, again come back in his loving devotional service. So these are few thoughts that I had on this verse. We have exceeded 7 minutes, so I don't think there is time for questions, but if anyone has, we can take later. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Hare Krishna.